The world is in a massive transition. Are you prepared? Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy L., and I am here to help you navigate through these uncharted waters. Many experts told me it was not possible to repair, regenerate, and restore my body. I proved them all wrong. Isn't it time for you to reclaim what is rightfully yours? If your answer is yes, then I invite you to join me while I will help you embrace the new earth and unlock your unlimited potential. Let's connect every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show, as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. The old ways of connecting are done. So let's embrace together the new and unleash the superhuman within.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. How are we? Welcome. Every Tuesday, we are here to help you shift, navigate, move, but most of all, understand the connection to the God of your understanding and empower yourselves. I have Maggie with me today. She keeps wanting to get in the computer. I have Charlie over there who wants to play. We'll see if Cloud shows up. You know, we have the house of animals. Lots of fun. Oh, are you ready for October? I'm not so sure, right? So a few things. Soul Sunday is back. So this Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern time, come and join me for a channeling for 90 minutes in the spirit and aligning you for the week ahead and getting you ready. All those proceeds go to help within our foundation. So we're quite happy to have that back in return. I took a little break over the summer to play as we were prepping for the fall. You know, this is a space and time too. You got to really remember how powerful you are and how with your connection to the unseen realm of why it's so important. That somebody asked me the other day, I was doing a podcast, and she said, what is the most important thing right now to remember? Whether it's, you know, no matter what's going on in your outside world, it's really the inner, the connection to, I say, the God of your understanding, and understanding that there is a lot of things going on behind the scenes that you don't see all the time. I'm fortunate enough to see, hear, and feel. And a lot of times you do feel, you know what's happening. And it's within that connection that will create the ability for you, right? When you're calling in your angels, your guides, the Christ consciousness, the God of your understanding, when you can stay focused and understand you're not alone. You're not alone. And as we've been building communities and you realize, oh, I don't have to go this alone, or maybe you have a different opinion from somebody, it's really important that we understand right now, one, you're not alone. Two, we need to unite in peace and calm for all of humanity. And that's what's really happening. And I know I say this repeatedly, but this is going to be one of the darkest winters we'll walk through like this, because it is about people saying enough is enough, taking back the sovereignty. As humans, we want better for all. So as these systems are collapsing, it's so important that we really unite together to build new systems. And that's what's exciting on the other side, is it's going to take time. I had a rant, if you saw my Facebook or my YouTube, I think it was YouTube and Instagram. I put it on there. I'm starting TikTok. People keep telling me, you got to do TikTok. I don't know. I made an account as far as I got. We'll see how that unfolds. I'm trying. And you can please submit your questions. We aren't going to take live callers, but I am going to answer all your questions today. So please submit them. And Jacob will get them. My producer today will get them all organized. And I want to make sure I answer them all. And the reason I'm having you submit the question is because I want to be able to help more of you and what's going on in your life with you and intercede with you, meaning coming together with you and moving the energy of what's going on and transpiring. And it's just really important because we are going to be going through so many up and downs, up and downs, up and downs. We are navigating this new earth and this new space. But it isn't going to just unfold in 6 months. There's a lot that has to come down, but you're going to be part of that. So whether it's creating a new medical system or creating a new financial system or creating a new wellness system or creating new communities, remember that's what's on the other side. It's why you're here and it's why you've woken up. So one of the things that I have not done in almost a year, and I've launched this fall, you can see on the website, is the Body Regeneration Method classes, which is how I learned after leaving the systems for 32 years to restore, repair my body and my whole life when I was told not possible. And what I do is show you different techniques, things with your words, things with how you can move your hands to communicate with your system. So you can do this on the fly. You can do it walking down the street. You can help your friends, your families, and get connected. One of the biggest fears that a lot of these systems have is that you become very empowered. I mean, energetically empowered. We're moving into a time of great manifesting, which is right now. And that's why there's also this suppression energy going from the old. They want you to follow one narrative, because they're very afraid that you will embrace your gifts and your power. I'm proof. I've seen it over and over and over again. We had a beautiful testimonial from in the free community. If you're in that community, you can go to Telegram on my website. And there's, I'm always, you know, letting you guys know what's happening there, keeping you posted. There's a free membership you can also go into. You can come here every week. You can go to the YouTube. You can go to Instagram. But there's a lot of resources. And the reason we're doing that is to help you understand how you can navigate, how you can shift, and what you can do to be empowered. And that's what these elites are afraid of. They're afraid that you're going to be really empowered and you don't need them. I was a really good client of these systems for 32 years. And then I chose to put my money and time into myself and people I knew that actually cared about me, wanted to hear what was happening. And it created great shifts in my life. And that came back to me tenfold because I was contributing my resources, not to someone that didn't care for me, but to people and places that wanted me healthy, that wanted me better, that wanted me to learn. And then that also changed because I was giving my resources to them, saying, thank you for caring. That also changed my resources as well in many, many ways. So the body regeneration method we are going through now, get that, God, I've not done this in a year, and Spirit said, you need to do it this fall. So we're doing, there's 4 weeks in October, 4 weeks in November, and then 4 weeks in mid-January done. 1, 2, and 3. We will be going through everything around the body and, you know, how it connects and different ailments and different issues. If you're, and you know, the other cool thing is look at the time that we're doing this. Like, we know the financial system is coming down. We know the governmental systems are coming down. We know people around the world are saying no more. Like, we need to respect. It's not one way or the other. We got to respect where people are. And the truths, the amount of truths that are being suppressed in the world, you know, they can't be suppressed anymore. We know that the mainstream is going to get some gut punches coming where the truth is going to be coming out. And this is all has to happen because our entire life, guys, your life, my life, you know, I look back at my last 50 years and I'm like, wow, we have been lied to, indoctrinated over and over. And this is why I left those systems, you know, almost when I was 32. So 18 years ago. And when I left the systems because they weren't working, and I have said since a child, these systems don't care about you. If they cared about you, right now with what's going on, you would be taught about things that I've been teaching my community for a long time, why you want to take vitamin D in August and up it, you know, because of the cold flu season, why you want to listen to your system, why you want to eat according to your system, which we may do that different, right? Our bodies are unique in many, many ways. Why you want to be healthy and strong, and what can you do for that? So if something does show up, you know how to counteract it. And you know, a lot of the stuff that's going on in the lungs and the grief and all of that energy right now. And I don't know if you know this, but one of the big issues energetically connected to flus and colds and big flus like we're seeing now is actually when the body is feeling super suppressed by authoritative figures. Yeah. And that also is a vibration that can attract in more of these things versus just how the virus works. So everything is a vibration. And we're going to be talking about this for 3 months. And I will tell you, even though they're 90 minutes each week and you get a replay, but we usually, so if we go over, we go over, be prepared for that. But, I will pull in whatever's going on at the time. So we will change the lesson because we channel it all, right? You're not going to get scripts. You're not going to get this and this. You need to work it the way your body works. We're going to be, you know, really going through all of those issues and how you can strengthen your system. So it's really important. You have that power. And I know I can see it right now. This is the wave of the future, is integrative in everything we do. Even when people talk about the financial world, you know, it's changing. changing, whether you like it or not, it will change, and those systems will turn off and something different will have to come. So, you know, if you hear me or you're in the free community, what am I saying? Silver, gold, crypto, cash right now for a reason. We've been saying that for 5 years, but you know, it's extremely important that you understand and educate yourself outside of what, you know, you're taught over in those other systems, because that isn't teaching you to be empowered and, you know, take charge of your life. And a lot of people are afraid to learn something new because it can be a lot to take in. But what we do is make it fun, because that hand of God always wants to make it fun. But that connection has got to be number one. I always say, trust, no, believe. Trust, no, believe. You need to trust in what you do not see. You have to trust in what you feel. You have to know it, like that feeling in the gut, right? And believe for a better world. If you're putting all your attention into, you know, what's the scariness of what we're seeing right now, which makes no sense. If you really do some research, you know, it's all about control, manipulation, domination, but they have lost. That energy will start to dissipate. The truth will come out and things will change. But it's going to take some more time because more people have to wake up. More people have to realize how powerful they are and say enough is enough, right? I even heard today that many medical establishments are not going to take people if they haven't taken certain medicine, which goes against their oath, which is extremely, you know, those people are very asleep if they're really going to push that. But it's also, again, to wake you up. So be empowered, be in charge, listen to your body. You'll know what it needs, how it needs it, when it needs it. And we'll teach you how, and we'll be there to support you 100% the entire way. So it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a few other surprises there. So I'm very excited. The new earth, right? The old earth looks very, you hear people talking about the new earth and there's this bridge from old to new, but the old earth is just very much of, lack and control. But the new earth is about freedom for everybody, abundance for everybody, and it will transition, and it's going to take time. So please know that it's not just going to boom, be gone. It's going to take time. I wanted to read, if you haven't got my prayer book, so some of the resources we like to give you guys are always resources. So we have the prayer book, the 31 Days of Prayer, if you have it. I was called today to read, before I get to your questions, and I'm going to want to answer them all, one of the prayers, which is called Be a Prayer to Be a Gift to the World. And I've read it a few times. I didn't think that would be the prayer today, and it came up. So clearly when something keeps coming up on that over and over again, you know that there is a reason that more people have to hear it and to spread the message. And thank you to everyone. You can get it on the website, or you can get it on Amazon. So, depending where you are in the world, or you can also, we have the first book, God, Where Are You? It's Me, which tells you a little bit more of my story, but gives you basic tools and understanding of how you can really step it up. There's no more time. There's really no more time. People are going to be waking up, but there's no more time to make yourself a priority and making yourself first. Someone said to me, well, isn't that very selfish? And I said, no, your connection to the God of your understanding has got to be number one. It's number one. And that's what's going to allow you to hone into your intuition and your empowerment. But it's really, really important that you understand that. Like, number one, everything else will fall into place. And if you know me, you know, that was way over there before, right? I had no connection. It's nothing to do with religion. That's another thing that's going to fall away. Nothing, because we have to come together as a collective of understanding this great, beautiful power and connection that we can have, which is humility, which is understanding we're learning, and we're all learning, and we're all growing. So remember, stay open to everything and judge nothing, because you don't know what somebody else is going through. You don't know why somebody's chosen one thing over another. Like I've said this repeatedly. If you saw, like, I died getting medicine in the hospital in my body. I had a near-death experience in the hospital. Like, me and medicines are not friends. Now, there are certain ones that can be, like penicillin, or I have to be very, very, very careful. I also almost died giving birth to my second daughter after developing a very rare condition. And again, medicine. And my first daughter almost died when she was being birthed due to medicine. My body is very, and the doctor was very upset because the nurse didn't listen to what he said. And he was a very good doctor and said, she can't take the medicine, you need to listen, and they weren't listening. So there's a lot of structures that have to be pulled down, and you know your body, you know what's going on, you know the stress in your world, you know. And 99% of the time, if you got an issue in your elbow, I'll tell you, the energy that's stuck in the elbow isn't in the elbow. That's where the pain is. But the issue in the energy is usually somewhere else. And that's what I need you to understand, because that's part of the way of the new world. And then you can walk down the street and you can start to command things to move and shift. And imagine if people were that empowered, rather than giving away their power to somebody that doesn't know them. You can go in and say, this is issue. I want you to take a look at this. How can we do? And you can decide what works. And, you know, if you need to take something for a couple of days, there's nothing wrong with that. If you need to take vitamins or a medicine for 10 days or even a couple months, there's nothing wrong with that if you understand that you're backing it out. And that's what I was saying. We had a beautiful testimonial. Somebody in our community, you can go look. It was put up yesterday on the Telegram. And she does her work. She's in our Miraculous Academy. And her whole body is regenerating and restoring from things that, like me, was told isn't possible. In this unseen realm, everything is possible. Everything is possible. If you could see the miracles that happen, and they happen because of connection, belief, understanding, and a lot of commanding. So let's do this prayer before we get to your questions. And we'll probably skip our break because I see I went on a little ramble there. If you saw my YouTube video, it was a rant. I'm like, you are in charge of you. No one's going to save you. Okay. You are always in charge of you. We are all equal. So just tune in. You can rub your heart or touch your heart or whatever you like to do there. And you can repeat after me if you want. I command that you lift me up, God, and restore me with supernatural powers and abilities. Boost my memory and enrich my brain power. Remove the trapped energy that no longer serves me. Free me to run as fast as the wind. I ask of you that the Christ consciousness will repair and heal my body while I sleep. God, open the floodgates that have blocked my feelings and open my heart so that I can give and receive love in new, uplifting ways. Help me recognize I am a beautiful gift to the world. If I have in the past given consent to the enemy to subvert and weaken me, stop this sabotage and cleanse me of every trace of the enemy spirit. Help me step into the power and the courage so I can declare that the enemy no longer has right or dominion over me. These negative energies I return to you, God, that you may dispense justice accordingly to your divine will. And so it is, and so it is done. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I would say it's the God of your understanding. So it's what you feel. So there's a lot of these. You say them out loud. People always ask, how do you read the book? You can go to whatever one you need. You just open it. That's what I did today. So I went back to the same one. and you just read them out loud. There's a lot of energy. A lot of people always say, so much energy, so much energy. Okay, let's get to some of your questions. Let's see what's going on with you guys. And you keep them coming. And I want to try to get to as many as possible. And while you're listening to what the question is, just hold your intention. What is it that you want shift? What is it that you would like to see changed in your world? And what is your question to the universe, to spirit? You know, hold it. Hold it. So many miracles. So hold it. Okay. So Jackie, okay, I would love to know what you see for me work-wise as my benefits are running out soon. Also, can you please clear the stress and anxiety I feel lately? Yeah. So there's a lot of energy. So we'll just start to pull the energy from the brain down the central nervous system and out the legs. So there's a lot of confusion energy going on right now on the planet, and it is purposely done like this. So there's energies that get pushed within us, whether it's through your computers, your technology, just the, you know, how we receive messages from spirit. It comes from the other side too. So right now the energy looks like hand in hand gridlocked, and it looks like a lot of people are picking that up and you're picking that up. So we'll start to clear it out. Remember, the brain can become very overactive because that's where they're pushing the brain, the emotions, right? The mental, the emotional state. So we kind of got to do what we call unscrambling and pull it down the nerve system. The anxiety a lot of people are feeling that's quite high right now, thank you God that we can adjust in your system and everybody listening, is because you can feel something big is coming. Something very big. And I've shared this a lot in the community. So you can see there's big changes that are going to start to happen this fall. I mean, like truce, mainstream, financial, like you can start to see everything is already being exposed if you know where to look, right? So you can verify that. But a lot of it, so people don't know. They think, okay, if I got my medicine, why are we not opening? Like, again, that tells you if anyone's bribing you for something or forcing things upon you, you know it's not of spirit. It's not of truth, not of truth at all. So that's more about control. So we can remove that off as well. So a lot of these systems are in their final end days and a lot of people feel it, but they don't know what to expect. They don't know what's coming. That's why we prep everybody in our community. So you're ready to go. So that's what we do. Yeah. So we'll adjust that. What I do see with work, there's going to be a little, it looks like you have a little bit of a gap energetically, but we can start to adjust that because what's going to happen on the other side of this for people that have gaps like this, there's going to be, unfortunately, a lot of people will, I've said this forever, are going to leave this winter. It's meant to happen, especially sleepy people. It is meant to happen. And it's going to leave gaps where they're going to be needing people at all costs to come back into these environments. So there looks like after a gap, and a gap's timing can be a little bit strange, but after that, there seems to be, they keep saying like multiple opportunities. So you're probably going to switch careers and that's okay. You can do that. So we can align that as well. And then that's part of the new build. It seems cold, like I feel cold. So that's got to be deep into winter. So that's actually not bad at all. Just prepare so we can adjust that. So anybody that's looking for that change in transition. Debbie, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah. Insight in tightness in the back and the right leg and the butt. Yeah. So it comes and goes. So a lot of times when we have a lot of pain and pressure into the lower part of the body, that's where energies are balancing out right and left for stability. And what we can do, Charlie's like having a good time there. What we can do is start to adjust where your stability center on the back of the hamstrings looks like it was weakened. So the body's almost leaning too forward. When the body leans forward more, what it's doing is leaning into energies that it necessarily doesn't want versus when the body's standing straight and it's equal. So when there's stuff we want to receive, we want to lean in. When there's stuff you don't want to receive, you want to pull back, which allows the body to go forwards and backwards and find a balance in the middle. And when you have the balance in the middle, you have more harmony. So the energies come in and go out. They come in and they go out, which then allows, this is a lot of stuff we'll do more in body regen too. It allows the stability on the right and the left side of the body to move forward, to let things go and bring things in. So there seems to be some blockages around energies that we actually want to bring in and also let go. So you're ready, you're transitioning. Now birthdays, guys, and I'll align this for you. Thank you, God. Now birthdays are your New Year's. I don't know if you guys know that. It's not New Year's Eve. So as we know, the tax systems are going to fall because all governments are broke and they're going to have to change and hopefully their systems will eventually go away. Their taxation is illegal. And what happened is Caesar put in January 1 is, we take it as New Year, right? But that was, Caesar had put this in so he would know when to collect money from you, taxation. So I always say to people, never celebrate New Year's Eve, never celebrate it. You are celebrating not the change of the year. You're actually celebrating more taxes. And well, we know where they go, nowhere, right? Like 90% of taxation, if you know where it went, you would really, that's why you don't like paying taxes, because energetically, you know, I talk about that on all the classes. So you can come there. I'm sure here they won't like me saying it, but that's what happens. So your birthday is actually your new year. So your birthday is where your body starts to recalibrate that, not only the last year, but it scans your entire lifetime and starts to say, okay, what can we get rid of? What can we get rid of? But then it also opens to all the new. So it's extremely important on your birthday that you start to align and bring in, what are the things you want to create? What do you want to generate? What do you want this next year to look like? And so I'll start to set that up for you to open in. And I always say new miracles, things from the unseen, the blessings, the change of the earth, the change for all of humanity. So you're very powerful on your birthday to really be speaking with the universe of what you'd like to align. So let's bring that in for you too. All right. Thank you, God. I have Maggie hair all over my face now. That's what happens when you have long hair cats, right? The Persians. All right. Melissa. Hi, Tracy. Thank you for all you do. You're welcome. Can you get a financial blessing required for a creative miracle in that the area blocks? Yeah. For finances, guys, I talk about this a lot. Even if you can do a little bit right now, we always work with Jeremy. He's been on the show lots from Guildhall Wealth. You can go to the free membership. His contact is right there. Tell him you're in our community. He will help you out. He really goes the extra mile for people with us. He's the only person that I trust to be with. And I know there's lots of people I'm sure out there, but I like to give you guys people I personally work with that I know. And he's also very enlightened. He's very much on the same page as all of us. But even if you can buy like a couple of silver coins, trust me, you're going to be very pleased you did. And then start to also, what it looks like is there's a huge financial paradigm shift going on right now from the slave mentality, struggle and lack. And that's part of the dissolving of this old system. And there's parts of you that are so, and many of you listening, you can see the lights go, blah, 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 are just stuck in, well, this is how it's been. So this is how it always is going to be versus let's shift over here. So 5 years ago, when I was telling people gold, silver, and then brought into the crypto space to say, expand, there's things people aren't looking at. They're like, well, this is how we've done it. Just because we've done it that way doesn't mean it always has to happen. So imagine this, if the banks go down, okay, let's say they don't work and you have access to, maybe some gold or silver, you got to keep it locked away, far away from you. But if you have access, and that's why I like Jeremy, he can help you with that. If you have access to that, or say you do have some cryptocurrency, you don't need to go through the banking system. You can do peer-to-peer transactions, right? So you don't have to worry. If your money's locked up in there for a couple of weeks or a month, like it could be a month, you don't know. You don't know. If you read the bank bail-in laws, I have. I'll tell you, I read them in 08. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know. Hopefully there'll be the new system coming in, but what does it look like? How long it takes? I don't know. It's up. We got to keep watching the energy. So again, that's why I say, if you're in the community, I'm trying to keep you guys as posted as possible. You get sick of hearing me 7 days a week, but it's like, we are changing. We've never been here. So what it looks like we really need to make the shift, Melissa, for you and everybody else, is from the old system. We got to unhook where you're getting trapped in the old system, thinking that's going to be the new. And once we release that, there's some energy shifting there. Then there's some energy behind that. It's a struggle that is starting to leave, which will allow the accumulation. So you'll have more than enough and be able to move and shift. So we'll put that out for everybody. Thank you, God. Hi, Tracy. If I do the PCR test for work, how do I clean that out? Yeah. So I would, if you have to do that, that stuff will probably start to diminish over the wintertime, hopefully very soon. It is crumbling. It looks like over there in that energy of this whole thing that's been going on, it literally looks like, if buildings collapsed and they're just, it's the fire, the rubble left, like that's the energy where they are. So hopefully that means that a lot of energy will come to clean it up. But, you can check with a functional medicine doctor. We have some in our community. Chelsea, she's great. Or a naturopath if you have one. Because I would say energetically, though, you have to remove the accumulation of everything known and unknown on the swabs, but also the trauma, the pain that comes into the body from them. Because when we're poked, a lot of bodies don't like it. and then really keep your immune systems strong. You're in the Maracas Academy, so I can see that. So I've put on there suggestions of things that I've seen in research that you can go and ask. And I would definitely, I love those suggestions. I love them, and I love the people that have created them. And I just, it's so energetically, it reads very high. So I would definitely go do that as well. So Sadat, yes, some removal of negative entities, and again around the financial realm. So a lot of this finances is going from old to new. So a lot of you are embracing that old to new, and you got to really remember that. So if you look at what part of these systems are you rejecting, and what part of these systems are you willing to let go of? But frankly, we got to let go of most of them. We got to really release them all and let them go and be strong. So there's still, there's an energy that you're blaming yourself, and you're not blaming, how do I put this right for you? You're not to be blaming yourself. We need to open you for the creative space, and where you're constantly feeling attacked and that you've done something wrong, that's what's actually creating a block. So I want to start to remove that accumulation of energy, because right now the whole world is going to be locked up, right? While we go through this, when this stuff starts to see. So, I posted some stuff in that was very factual, around the financial world. So you can see where it's getting ready to kind of crumble. It is going to go. Thank you, God. But what you can see is when we start to beat ourselves up or think we've done something wrong, that energy will also create the block and the resistance from you bringing in new flow. So we want to take our attention off of it. And we look like we got to move you into a new space. If you can get by like a stream, an ocean, like just go and walk by that as well, and allow that energy to pull off your body, we can set it up. That'll be very strong. And then things can start to show up a little bit different. So again, a lot of the world is going to be halted for a little bit here and there. So, and it's going to be like a rolling halt, but it's going to be halted. And one of the things people don't think about, and this is where people are getting caught up too, is this is a whole world shift. This is a whole world shift of paradigm, taking the money away from the, you know, 3,000 to 5,000 people and bringing it back to all of humanity. That's who takes all this money, right? So we got to remove that accumulation of energy, but these governments don't have any money to pay anybody. They have no more money. Like, I know where I live, they're broke. I know the US, they're broke. You look in China, they're broke. They're all broke. I don't care what they tell you. They're all broke. So if they can't pay their staff, look at all the people that get paid in the government. The government should not be the number one employer, but they can't pay them. Then what happens, right? If they can't pay them, what happens? Yeah, what happens? So everybody's going to go through some shifts. We need to be there for each other. Lean on our fellow neighbor, lean on your family, you know, and keep helping each other and keep moving through and keep opening this up and receiving and understanding that this is going to be the time to come together. Have your food, have your water, right? Be able to barter a little bit, have some instant coffee. Yeah, have some fun. I know I make fun of it. And people say, how can you laugh? That sounds so serious. Because here's the thing, spirit preps you so you can help everybody. We've been prepped for 5 years so we could help people. We didn't know when, we didn't know what it would look like. But a lot of people in the community, they're prepped. They know what's happening and how are we going to help? And we've got to navigate. We're going to have to navigate. None of us are going to be, you know, alone. But if we're all in the boat together, navigating together, helping each other, what do people need in different parts of the world? How can we help? What can we do? This is how we get through it. And this is how we move through it so we can have better. Remember, guys, this system that we've been in financially hasn't served anybody. It's been an illusion. If it did, there'd be no poverty, there'd be no lack, and the whole world would have a much more level playing field. So it's happening. It's happening. Michael, thank you for the support you've given us. Oh, you're welcome. I have been having a hard time letting go of the fear of not being able to pay my expenses. See, a lot of people are coming up in that financial space because you can feel it's moving, it's shifting. I know the other side, there is financial overflow, but I made the decision to say no to the mandatory mask of school, and I'm guessing they'll say I can't work. So I have been reaching out and other people who are homeschooling and trying to create new opportunities. They also need a boost for the lungs and the immune system. So there is what I do talk about, and I just not quite sure. They're saying to be careful, so I will energetically. So you, for the immune system, there's, if you're in the community, I've posted lots of things that you can take for immune system, and you can see and then go and help, you know, again, with your functional medicine doctors or whatever. I can't tell you what to do there. But again, look at, rather than the fear, we have to change the perception, because there's a whole bunch of you knowing that you're fine, knowing that you've set yourself up, knowing that you seem to have this all taken care of over here. What you're locked on that we have to remove is that, again, we have to let go of, well, if I've created what I need over here, then my job, you have to let go of the energy that your job is how you pay your bills. And this is the mistake that we as humans have made, right? Is that we weren't taught in school, because they didn't want you to learn independence financially. They wanted you to be a slave to the job, because these elites needed you to do that. So that energy is what's breaking. It looks like it's that, wow, if I'm actually doing something I love, because I financially am okay over here, there's a bigger flow, right? And the fear of the money that comes in, that I'm seeing with a lot of you guys, that will start to break energetically, is again, you're letting go of the slavery mentality. You want to stand up and, oh, I need my job. Why do you think so many people are going against their being? They're going against their truth, doing things they would never do because it's about the money. You see how they've used it to manipulate, to manipulate, to manipulate. So let's start to remove that accumulation of manipulation, and then let's move it and strengthen to change your body a little bit to, okay, so that's not it. There's a new opportunity. There's something better. So if you remember, I use this a lot. When I left corporate in that financial world, yeah, it was scary, but you had to trust that there was something better. That's how I ended up where I am today. The best thing I could ever do. Love my life. Got great people around me. You know, like I left, I said, I'm not going to sell my soul to the devil anymore. And I left that world and took that leap of faith. So you got to understand, it is also showing for all of you, there's not the leap of faith that you need. That's what we have to strengthen. The leap of faith that the spirit is working with you. You're not alone. I said this at the top of the hour. The God of your understanding up here, trust, know, believe, you're leaving the corrupt world to create a better world. So how is that going to unfold? It's something new. We need to walk through it. And that's what I'm going to increase as we start to pull this energy off on the other side. We have to increase something different. Remember, we're letting go of the old world, coming into the new. So dictatorship isn't part of the new world. Lack isn't part of the new world, but we're going through the crumbling. We're going through. It's already crumbled. Now it's going to come into your natural eyes where you're going to see it. I started seeing that years and years ago. You heard my kids laugh. What, mom has an apocalypse counter? I said, because there'll be food shortages. I didn't know it was going to come now. And it is coming now. There's going to be hyperinflation. You know, your loaf of bread's going to be a lot. And heck, if silver is 600 an ounce, your bread's $100 for a loaf of bread. Now, could they curtail it? Sure. Could they move it? Sure. I highly doubt it, because even the mainstream guys are talking about it now. So, you know, have a bread maker. Find new ways. Be with your community. Old world ending, new world. So let go of the ties, the cords, the agreements. Thank you, God. We'll pull that out from old world to new world. Grizel, okay. Can we please ask for a blessing, as I've been feeling extremely off and the understanding why I'm stuck? It's okay, guys. This is something, again, that a lot of people, I feel stuck. We want to start to unhook where it feels stuck and say, okay, why again am I feeling like I'm not going to fully embrace where I'm going? Because that's where the stuck energy comes from, not trusting that you're moving into a new space. Also picking up a lot of energy from external sources. Now, what I'm seeing, and you have a lot of this in your system right now, so I'll start to drain it. I'm going to drain it. And this sounds funny, guys, but under your butt cheeks, there is a point there. If you ever took Qigong, you'll know this. There's a point there that goes up to the heart. And that's the valve we're going to open, because there's an accumulation of energy from the outside world that's plugging up your system that says, do it this way, do it this way. Meanwhile, you can see this bubbling is happening that wants to put you in a new way and to really step into the new way. And again, we will feel stuck, and I'll start to remove this accumulation of energy out. You will start to feel stuck because there is so much information on a subconscious level that's being pushed into the bodies right now. It is being pushed in. You must understand this, guys. This is so important. Most of the thoughts are not going to be your thoughts right now. I have never, ever. Now, you know, I woke up as a child and then thought I was nuts, right? When I was kidnapped and had the gun to the back of my head and I blacked out, I started seeing a lot of bad stuff. I don't want to see the bad stuff. I only want to see the good stuff. So I had to shut it all down. And I kept feeling and feeling and feeling, but I understood I see bad things so we can know what to do to make it better. I got that message. Now I'm okay with it. I don't mind all these years later. So this is about moving through at all costs, but I have never seen. So literally trying to think, how can I describe it to you guys? I need spirit to show I am mature. How can we just, okay. So it would be, okay, this is how they show it. If you went and turned on 100 radios right now, and you put them all at a different station, but at the same volume, okay, turn it up to 10. You would be like, oh my God, you'd be having your hands on your head. You're like, turn it off. It's too loud. I can't understand. I can't think. I'm not clear. Like, turn it off. That's the frequency that is being pushed right now into our bodies. So we have the frequency of the light, right? That's like clear connection, right? Higher. Why do you think I do Soul Sundays, guys? Because it's like, we got to keep the connection clear, keep it nice and strong, or you're going to get headaches. You're going to get migraines. You're going to get back pains. You're going to feel stuck. Just like Grizel said, you're going to feel very, very stuck. So we want to start to remove that accumulation, and we want to fine tune the dials to start to remove the energy. Now, when I say, and I move my hand, I'm like, we're not consenting to that. You got to start to really discern what are the frequencies that are jumbling up your frequencies. But I can see for most of you, 90%, this is not even you. And this is energy that's being in the waves. Do this, even though you're like, I would never do that, right? So let's start to remove that accumulation of information. So just put your hand on your heart for a minute. And we'll start to clean out the chakras, the meridians, but we'll do the right and the left side of the body. And it's a very good time to brain balance. If you don't know brain balancing, simple one, you can go right side of the body to the left side. So you just tap so the body knows what it's doing, right? And then you go from the middle to the heart. Now, this one, I always like to make sure we do a couple of times there. Thank you. And we'll just start to remove that all the way back. Yeah, there we go. Sometimes what you can do too is you can place the palm of your hand on your forehead like that, and you just move your fingers like they encompass the whole brain, and you tap the middle where the soft spot is. And that'll also start to release and let go of overthinking, overworrying, overanalyzing, and always come back to the heart drive and reset and let go and reset and let go and reset and let go. Okay. Very important. Now we're all getting hot, but that started to move a lot. There we go. You are. So when we feel like we're getting nowhere, but again, remember, the world is in gridlock right now as it's getting ready to explode into the new. And to explode in the new, truth is going to be, it's already hitting, but I mean like where, I don't know if I could have, I'll say there's a gentleman, if you're in my community, you know, I recently refound and quite like his stuff, and his term is the normies, and the normies will be waking up going, oh my word, what was happening here? So it's a lot of information. I just had a huge deja vu there. A lot of information. So the world is in a gridlock as it's getting ready to explode into the new. So, and again, old systems, a part of that gridlock is old systems holding on, and they're holding on really tight, but it looks like literally no thicker than a spider web. Like it's literally going to be cut and then boom, everything's gonna start just like floodgates. It's like the dam. You can see, they say the dam's ready to break, and then you can see it's just coming and coming. But remember, it's like when a tsunami hits, right? Look at all the carnage in the way of a tsunami. So you have to understand, this is a tsunami that's hitting the whole world right now through this whole winter. That's why I said it's going to be one of the heaviest winters we'll walk through. But you know what? You can't just sit there and go, oh, I'm going to swirl the purple light. You can stay in your home. You can be prepared. You can help and contribute to the people around you and stay connected. But if you think you're just going to sit there with your head in the sand and it's all going to be fine, no, you're still going to be part of the tsunami. So you need to know how to navigate through it to come out of it on the other side for rebuilding. So you can see the tsunami. There will be carnage. There will be. And, you know, I get people, whether you agree or disagree, you're allowed, but why would I just tell you, oh, it's all going to be roses? No, I want you to be able to get through the other side and be stronger because of it. Okay. All right. So my collarbone on the right side, along with behind my ear on the right side, feels tender. Yeah, it appears. So our collarbones, and you're, it was also in the ear, right? On the, yeah. So it's interesting. There's a very strong energetic connection between your ear and your collarbones and the way the skeletal system is. So what we're hearing and what we're having to support in the chest area, in the expansion, looks like it's been taxed. They keep saying it's taxed. So bruising, but big energetic bruising. So not feeling like you've been heard, not feeling like there was a support, and then having to take that in. So the collarbone kind of works like a stop point from more energy getting full into the lungs, the respiratory, where we breathe in life, right? So you can see we've got to start to lift that energy off. So let's just actually do some repair and some restoration, because it also looks like the blood vessels have been taxed, which can happen when we feel like our blood's been boiling as well. And always like a little bit of a fight there. So we'll start to remove where you feel like you've been in too much of a fight. Okay. So let's pull that off. There we go. Good. Okay. So David, how can I get back the good relationship I used to have with my daughter? Yeah. Interesting how relationships have come and go with family. So one of the things is we can start to clean up some misinformation, misinterpreted, where you are, where she is, the karmic agreements and bonds that you've had from before she was born and then conception to present day. So we can start to move some of the energy off and turn her more to look at you versus you guys sort of away from each other. And what I would do, it's showing very much, is if you can hold her, this is a really nice exercise, actually, they're showing for you to do. If you can hold her right in your space, in your presence, and just from your heart and your third eye. So from your heart and your brain, it's like a frequency, right? Just send that energy. And it says to make sure that you, everywhere you say, you might want to say for forgiveness, for peace, you know, remind her you love her, you support her how she is, you can agree to disagree. Like there's a lot of this conversation that needs to be had from your heart and your brain. So you just see her and see her as receiving it and to receive as much as she can. But what I can do now, I need you to do that because there's a lot of healing and restoration that can happen right now energetically on the heart. And it's very supported. So her team, your team, it doesn't matter. Like they can come together and help to recreate the union. There looks like there's going to be an incident that will bring you back together too. So again, timing's a little bit odd, but they keep saying soon, which, you know, soon could be next few months. It could be the next little while, but there is something that will happen that she's probably going to need your help and it might be hard for her to reach out. So we'll just send the signal that, you know what, if you need me, I'm here. I love you just the way you are. If you need me, I'm here, which will strengthen the relationship on the energetic level to allow the energy to come back to family. One of the things that I see a lot this year is, and please, as we go through the winter, no matter what side of the fence you're on, don't be saying like, I told you so, blah, blah, blah. This is a time to unite. This is a time to come together. And no matter what pulled a bunch of us away from our families, this is the time to bring it back together. And there will be a time. There's going to be a space here you can see as we get into 2022 and to 2023, because we're going to be rebuilding, right? We're not going to be done this rebuilding and real solid footing till 2030. Like, We could speed it up, but right now that's where we're sitting. We can ask, but I'm not saying we're in this poo till then. I'm just saying the solid foundation in 2030. And I've said that on many, many podcasts and here as well. But what you're going to see is there's going to be a reconciliation. There's going to be a stronger movement into the unity as these truths come out in the world, which is going to unite families in ways that this dark energy has worked very hard to create division. There's a reason that mainstream is constantly pumping divide, and anti this and anti that. They do it to create a division because the families, when they come together and friends are strong and you can love each other, but agree to disagree without fear, then you become super powerful. And that's what they're worried about. But what I love in this collapse of how we've been living and the dismantling of the old is a lot of children I see reunited with their parents. I see a lot of extended family, siblings coming together, people that will be coming together because also they're going to be losing loved ones and they're going to be needing to look as they lose a lot of loved ones, you know, how can they reevaluate what they just went through to be able to maintain a stronger cohesive bond with who they have. And then again, when you're navigating new financial situations and you're navigating new political situations, as these things are coming down, where will you want to go? You want to be with your family, your friends, your community. It's one of the reasons, like the way we've made the community. When I went through my journey, started 18 years ago, I only had my mentor at that time who's no longer with us. And I kept vowing that if one day I ever had the opportunity, I'd want to create a community where we didn't have to feel alone going through things. Even because a lot of times you go through it and you're cast out, right? You're like, oh, you're the black sheep of the family. And people have a hard time looking at something new. And that's what's going on right now. People are having a very hard time looking at something new. They're having a very hard time reconciling, letting go of the old, because it's scary. Nobody knows what the new is going to look like other than, you know, we can see it energetically and go, okay, the new will be better. It will be better. So it's this place and it's a space where you don't have to be alone and you're not alone. And a lot of these people that are afraid are going to realize they don't want to be alone. They don't want to ostracize anymore. And they're going to realize they've been fed a bunch of, you know, what'd your parents say when I said, oh, baloney? They'd say, you've been fed a bunch of baloney. yeah. And maybe that's a Western Canadian thing. I don't know. But they say, that's a bunch of baloney. I said something the other day to one of my clients. She says, what is that? I said, I don't know. We used to say that when we were little, you know, different words, but it just is stuff that isn't true. So today, as you really go within, I can't believe we're already at top of the hour. We did get through your questions. Thank you guys. As you go within, I really want you to understand that as we're dismantling this old earth, what are the fears you really have? Why do you want to hold on to something that's old, that doesn't serve you and humanity? And why is that fear? And usually it's because it's what you know. And it's this unknown world. But here is the unknown world gets better. I didn't know 18 years ago when I started this journey, I would end up here. And even 10 years ago, if you said, Trace, you'd be writing books and you'd be speaking and you'd have the show and you'd have these great communities of people, I'd be like, yeah, okay. Yeah, you sure? But I, you know, even Olga said that to me. We were, that must have been about at least 16 years ago. We were doing some work. She was my mentor that's no longer with us. And she said, oh, you're going to write like 4 or 5 books. I see you writing all these books. And I laughed. I remember laughing at her saying, there is no way. My ex-husband's an English prof. He can write books all day long, but I'm like, not me. And, you know, we're getting ready to launch the second prayer book and it's already in editing. And, you know, that's our third book in a year, which took me 8 years to get the first one out. And now we're in the third book. So you don't know. You got to trust, you got to flow. You got to just go with what's happening and just say, okay, I'm diving all in. Even if it sounds a little crazy or weird, if it feels right, this is a time to dive all in, to go into that new space. How can you contribute to something new? So when Michael talks about, I can't teach over there because I don't want to wear a mask. Well, okay, there's lots of people, because you all know, if you've read those boxes, they don't do anything. It says right on the box. It says right on the box, right? So you can't breathe. I know I don't breathe with them on very well. Thank gosh we don't have to wear them very much here. I do if you go in public spaces, but I just go outside. So I don't go places where I have to. So, because I'm not going to subject myself to that. I want to breathe. I want to breathe. I knew what it was like as a child to have asthma so bad. I lived on a mask and couldn't breathe. So I want to breathe. And I'm not saying that stuff going around isn't bad. Yeah, sure it is. Yeah, it is 100%. But no one's teaching you how to combat it in a good way. It's just, oh, okay, here we are. You need to breathe. You need the oxygen, the life force energy. And so in the new earth, in looking at what's happening, this is the place where you should be getting excited about what you're creating. Out of the old is something new. It's like an old relationship. If you've left a marriage, and I've said this before, or you broke up with someone and you were devastated, but if you held on to the faith, the trust, the know, the belief that there's someone out there that you can unite with, that you can be with. And when you find the person, you forgot about the old. You let it go because now you're diving into something beautiful and new. That's what's happening right now. You got to remember, thank you, God, for letting go of the old, for breaking the bonds of slavery, for breaking the bonds of lack, and for opening us all up into this new world, this new earth, which is for everybody, not just the select few. Have an incredible week, everyone. I hope you like the prayer book from the 31 Days of Prayer. And get it on Amazon or the website. Join me in the Body Regeneration Method this fall. We're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of shifting together. And we're really going to get through this together because that's what it's about. So I will see you next week, same time, same place. And this week, just keep on shining and trusting and knowing and believing that you're here for a reason. Much love, guys. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As the founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at tracylclark.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.